Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is King and Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 and God's name is greatly to be praised. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We want to welcome all of our first timers around the globe. Thank you for being here with us. Have a seat at the table. Amen. Enjoy the services. You're in the right place at the right time. There is no distance in the spirit. And because the Lord already declared that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. So enjoy and keep on coming back. Keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. And we pray that everybody is doing well. All of our lovely ministry partners, we thank God for you, for you, for you, and for you too. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen, amen. Beloved, amen. We know that we are in the Lent season. And in the Lent season, beloved, it is 40 days of prayer and fasting. And it leads right on up to Good Friday. And so we thank God for the season. And this season, beloved, many people are making sacrifices, sacrificing this and sacrificing that and sacrificing the others. So we want to talk a little bit this morning, but we're celebrating the season of Lent, but we have a question for you this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. What are you willing to sacrifice? We want to take a look in the scripture this morning in the book of Luke, chapter number 9. Luke, chapter number 9, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 57. And it reads like this. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to them, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. Beloved, in our scripture this morning, and we thank God for his precious word. His word is so enlightening. That's why in the book of Ephesians 1:19, amen, we see, glory be to God, where it has already been stated and proclaimed that the word of God, amen, enlightens our understanding, opens the eyes of our understanding. It's such a blessing to walk in the light and in the power of God's divine word, which is the only truth, amen, that exists, beloved. That is the truth. There's no truth outside of the truth, amen. So we just want to thank God for his word. Amen. In our scripture this morning, beloved, we see that Jesus is talking to two men, two different type of men, two different type of men. And he gives them an invitation. Jesus, amen. Jesus didn't talk a whole lot. I love it. He didn't talk a whole lot. Sometimes we talk too much. Sometimes you say more when you say less. Sometimes when we talk a lot, it's just a bunch of rhetoric and, you know, and we like to talk, but people shut you down. People are not listening anyway. I think people hear you louder and listen more the less you say. Because when you're talking all the time, they're used to you talking all the time. But when you don't talk that often, and when you say something, people want to hear what you got to say because they know that you don't talk that often. And you're just not talking to be talking. You're talking because there's something that needs to be said. This is how Jesus rolled. And so Jesus, talking to these two men, and Jesus said two words. He says, follow me. Jesus said, follow me. Well, lover, you know, if that was us, we would have gave them the reason why they need to follow. We would have had the whole book. We would have had the summary. We would have had everything laid out. And this is why you need to do it. Jesus said, follow me. Hallelujah. And beloved, amen. What a beautiful invitation. What a beautiful invitation. The Lord of all nations invites you to walk with him. So the first man, when Jesus invited him to walk with him, he agreed. He said, but I have one condition. He said, let me first, somebody say first. Let me return home and bury my father. He said, just let me do that first. I'm going to follow you, but. Now, the man agreed to follow Jesus, but he delayed. Somebody write the word delayed. Write that down in your journals today. He delayed it by putting his personal interests first. Now, the scholars tell us that in those times, when a firstborn son buried his father, he received a double portion of the inheritance, while the other sons only received a single portion. However, if he didn't fulfill his duty, it would fall on a second born. So the excuse that the man gave to Jesus was legitimate. And the excuse that he gave Jesus did not fall under the category of sin. However, write this down in your book this morning. He was left behind. Ooh. It wasn't a sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was a legitimate reason. How many legitimate reasons do you have? How many legitimate reasons do you have for not following Jesus? How many legitimate reasons do you have for delaying obedience? How many legitimate reasons do you have? They legit. And you did not sin. You did not sin by making this decision, but somebody said, but he was left behind. Woo! It was a missed opportunity. How many opportunities have we missed? Because Jesus was not first. How many opportunities, open doors of opportunities that God has given us, amen, but we said, no, thank you. I'll catch up with you. We tell the Lord, I'll catch up with you. So that was the response of the first man. Now, the second man was given the same invitation. Jesus said, follow me. Now, the second man responded. The first man said, okay, I'll follow you. First, let me go bury my daddy. The second man said, yes, Lord, I will follow you. But first, somebody say first. Somebody say first. Somebody say first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Somebody say first. The second man says, I will follow you, but first let me say goodbye to my family. I'm coming, but just let me do this. Let me do this. Let me get some stuff in order first. Let me. Now, just like the first man, the second man's response to Jesus, beloved, would not be considered sinful. Okay? There's no sin in going to say goodbye to your family. But still, he missed his window of opportunity. Turn around and tell your neighbor, don't miss it no more. Say, you don't miss it. Say, you don't have a clue how many you already missed. Glory be. He missed his window of opportunity to be close to the creator of heaven and earth. Whoo, that's sad. Oh, that's sad, baby. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because, beloved, when we move on to Luke, the next chapter, chapter number 10, matter of fact, the very first verse, it tells us that after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them two by two before his face. Now, the Lord did that immediately after his conversation with these two men. Now, the Lord is meeting with his 70 disciples. Jesus had more than 12 disciples. Jesus had an inner circle. The 12 was the inner circle. Like our launch that we had last night And we thank God for a good turnout. We want to thank God, amen, for those who showed up. But those people are in the inner circle. You got some people in the out circle. They in the circle, but they on the outer circle. And then you got some other people on the inner circle. Glory be to God. So Jesus had 70 others, disciples, and the Bible says he sent them out two by two. Now check this out, beloved. These two men that put everything first, that wanted to put daddy first, put the family first, put that first, whatever they was putting first, they would have been included in the 70 if they had followed Jesus. Because that's where Jesus was going, to meet with the 70. Beloved, but they missed out because they delayed their obedience. They delayed their obedience. They wasn't willing to sacrifice. Speaking about Lent, speaking about the season of Lent, what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to give up for God? What are you willing, amen, to give up to make sure that God is first in all things? He is above all things. He is the God of God. It's one thing that the talk it. It's another thing to be about. It's one thing to talk about. It's another thing to be about. What are you willing to sacrifice? The Bible tells us, beloved, amen, God, what shall the man, amen, gain, amen, what shall the man profit? How does that scripture go? What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? The scripture goes on to say, if you lose your life, you gain it. Amen. Glory be to God. How did that scripture go? I know what I want to say, but I want to take you to it since you're taking notes. I don't want to disappoint you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right. Matthew. You can find it in Matthew chapter number 10. And you can also find it in Matthew 16 and 25. It says this, whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Sounds like an oxymoron. It's not. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll come back. Amen. And the upcoming teaching, and we'll break that down for you. In the meantime, let the Holy Spirit break it down for you. Amen. Because he's a master at breaking it down. Hey, he is the word. Amen. Matthew 16 and 25. For whoever will save his life will lose it, and whoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. They missed out. Not because they was taking care of their father, but they missed out because they put their father, amen, they put their father before Jesus. Not because they was loving up on their family, but because they put their family before Jesus. I want to share another scripture with you. Matthews. Let's say no, Luke 14:26. Write that scripture down, turn to it. If you want, I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. If you want to be my disciple, you must, by comparison, hate everyone else. Your father, your mother, your wife, and children, your brothers and your sisters. Yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. This word hate here, beloved, you have to break that down. In the Greek, glory be to God, it's not talking about some type of anger, vicious type of hate, beloved, but it's talking about our priorities. It's talking about our priorities. God is first. Well, I thought my family was first. No, your family ain't first, baby, because guess what? Each and every one of them going to die, and you're going to die too. No, your family is not first. God should be first. Have no other gods before me. You can't put the little g before the big G. So the decision that these men made to put their family, their priorities, their family priorities, and not willing to sacrifice priority and put that above God's priority, oh, they missed out. They missed out, beloved, big time. It's possible that seemingly harmless things can detour us from fulfilling God's will. When what is not sin takes precedence over the word of the Lord, it becomes sin. All right, I'm going to say that one more time because I know y'all writing. If I'm talking too fast, you got to come back and listen to the replay. When what is not sin, going to take care of daddy wasn't sin. Taking care of the family wasn't sin. Let me do this. Let me do this. I'm going to get back with you, Jesus. I'm going to get back to you. I'm going to get back to you. I'm coming around. Give me a minute. It was no sin in that. Glory be to God. But when it takes precedence over the word of the Lord, over God's will, now it becomes sin. You see how the devil keeps tricking us up? You see how we keep missing it? You see how we stay behind the eight ball and wonder why God ain't answering? Huh? So, beloved, we have to ask ourselves, have we allowed ourselves to be distracted by personal interests and therefore delayed our obedience? Let me ask you a question as I close on this morning. What if Moses had delayed turning aside from his busy activities of tending the flocks to see the great sign of the burning bush? Moses was busy. Moses had things to do. When he saw that bush burning, and supposedly said, well, I'll get back to that bush burning bush later. I got to take care of these sheep right now. Suppose he had, beloved. Glory be to God. What if Noah had delayed in building the ark? What if Abram delayed in going to Canaan? Matter of fact, beloved, when we read in Genesis 11:31, we see that Abram's father missed it. Abram's father was called first. But he wasn't willing to sacrifice. So God sent his son. He sent Abram. Abram had enough faith to go. What if Nehemiah delayed in finishing the wall? Satisfy the request of Sanballat, glory be to God, and Geshem, the two leaders. Y'all know the story of Nehemiah building a wall, and they was pleading with him to come down, amen, stop the work, amen, and travel, amen, to meet with them. Stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. Come on over here. Look at this. Come on over here. What if Nehemiah had stopped? What if he had put off, amen, to put something else above God's, make something else a priority above God's will? Even though it might have been a good thing, even though it might not have been represented sin, but when you put it above the will of the Lord, it becomes sin. What if Nehemiah had? Well, beloved, I'm encouraging you today, amen, glory be to God, to be like Nehemiah. Nehemiah, when Nate Sanballat and the boys came to Nehemiah and told Nehemiah to stop it, hallelujah, glory be to God, how we know what God told you, but come over here first. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. Nehemiah told them, he said, look, I am in it. You can read it for yourself in Nehemiah chapter number 6, verse number 3. Nehemiah said, look, I'm engaged in a great work. He said, I'm engaged in a great work. This is a great calling. Hallelujah. God has commissioned me to go. He said, I can't come down. I won't come down. I won't quit. I won't go back. I won't compromise. Oh, no, 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 no. Glory be to God. This is a sacrifice that I'm willing to fulfill. Oh, it's costing me something. But this is a sacrifice. And I'm going to go all the way because I know God is with me. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I won't come down. Hallelujah. He said, why should I stop working to come and meet with you? Glory be to God. Why should I stop doing what God has called me to do? To engage in your conversations, engage in your agenda, engage in your foolishness. Glory be. Why should I stop doing what God has called me to do? Glory be to God. When he is first in my life, glory be to God, I refuse to displace him. I refuse to make him second. I refuse to make his will third. No, 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 I'm going to sacrifice. Yeah, it's going to cost me something. I'm going to lose out on some recreational time. I'm going to lose out on some fun time. I'm going to lose out on some of God's man-made opportunities. But I'll walk in God's opportunities. Oh, glory be to God. It's going to cost me some pleasure. Moses said, I would rather enjoy. Hallelujah. I would rather enjoy the afflictions, hallelujah, of men than to enjoy the, wait a minute. Wait, let's see what Moses said. I like that. I want to get it straight. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hebrews 11:24. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. By faith, Moses, hallelujah, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice that to get God's attention? That's going to get God's attention. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to give up? Because that's, hallelujah, what God sees. That's what gives God's pleasure. That's what gives God pleasure. Beloved, when he sees our faith and our obedience to follow him, even though it's not comfortable to obey him, even though we feel a little uneasy, but to do it anyhow. I want to encourage you today. Be like Nehemiah and say, I won't come down. I'm going. I'll go. Lord, I'll go. I'll go. I'll go. I feel unworthy, but I'll go. I don't know why you called me, but I'll go. I don't know why you're giving this or putting this on me, but God, I'll go. That's all those two guys had to tell Jesus was, I'll go. Guess what? Glory be to God. Daddy might have lived a little bit longer. Jesus had a reputation for raising the dead. Glory be to God. If they had just taken advantage of the opportunities. Hallelujah, beloved. Opportunities don't come around that often. Glory be to God. When the door is open, we need the faith and the guts to step in and tell the Lord, yes. I'll say yes. Lord, yes. To your will and to your way, I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Write the scripture down, beloved, as we close this morning. Psalms 119:60. It says, I will hurry without delay and obey your commandments. I will hurry without delay and obey your commandments. If we delay our obedience, beloved, to God's word for personal excuses, we communicate that his will is secondary in importance. If we delay our obedience to God's word for personal excuses, we communicate that his will is secondary and importance. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. What are you willing to sacrifice? Father God, we bless you, we thank you, we magnify you, we glorify you. We want to say thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, as we are commemorating and celebrating and rejoicing in this Lent season, this season of sacrifice, of great sacrifice, Father, where Jesus sacrificed his life and you sacrificed your son, Father God, as we're leading up to that, beloved, help us, Father God, to take self-inventory and see what are we willing to sacrifice that is meaningful to you. Putting your will above our will, your desires above our desires, your choices above our own. Forgive us where we have been in error. We ask that you would forgive us, God, and give us another chance. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we do pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. All right. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Form of announcement. If you don't know Jesus, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know Jesus, you're in a bad place. You're just in a bad place. You can make a shift today. And it don't take about a five-second prayer, if that. Just ask the Lord to save you. And what about that? Forget all the other stuff. Just ask the Lord to save you and mean it. Amen. And come on over. Amen. On the Lord's side. All right. Bless the Lord in form of announcements. 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 We will be at the altar of prayer today. Amen. At 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. And let us keep on praying. Amen. Glory be to God. Not to change God's mind. Amen. But until our minds are changed. Until we are renewed in the spirit of our minds. Amen. In Jesus' name. We also want to thank God for our launch party on last night. Thank God for all the entrepreneurs, would-be entrepreneurs, leaders, those with a vision, a goal, a dream, a relationship, anything, amen, that needs to be, amen, birthed, polished, amen, perfected. So we want to thank God, amen. I'm still getting emails, amen. We aired on YouTube and on Zoom, and it was a pretty good turnout for the first one. We want to thank God for it. Thank God for it. At least I wasn't sitting up there by myself, and people were really, really blessed. Amen. So we want to thank God, and that's going to be an ongoing, amen, an ongoing a situation. Amen. So we want to bless the Lord. Amen. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. Thank God for the encouragement. Beloved, when God gives you a calling, amen, don't make no difference. I could have been sitting up there by myself. I knew God told me. I know that I'm in the will of God by doing this. I could have been sitting up there by myself. I would have preached to the choir. I would have preached, I would have just talked in the atmosphere. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because we perform for an audience of one. That happened to Creflo Dollar. Creflo Dollar said he flew somewhere. He had a church service. He had a service. And he said nobody showed up. Absolutely nobody showed up. And so he went on, he preached anyway, he did like we who are committed, he went on. Glory be to God. But he said that was the last time that happened. That was the last time that happened. And from that day on, and from that time on, as we all know, he has thousands and thousands of people coming through his ministry. When last night after we concluded our service, the Holy Spirit told me that's the last time that's going to happen. We had a nice crowd last night, but God told me that's the last time that's going to happen. He told me that's the smallest number we're going to ever see. And so we want to give God all the praise and give God all the glory and all the honor, the will of God for the glory of God. Why? Because it takes sacrifices, amen, to be obedient. All right, to God be praised. I love you. Father God, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In the name of Jesus, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not, cannot, shall not come to pass. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, Father God. We say thank you. We want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and decree and declare that Satan is defeated, the darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Let us continue to celebrate the season of Lent. Amen. Hallelujah. By making sure that your sacrifice is a sacrifice that's acceptable unto the Lord. Don't be like Saul. Oh, you know what? We may have to come back and touch on Saul. Since we're talking about Lent, I think we're going to have to talk about Saul tomorrow. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Love you. Amen.
You called my name and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't want to fit you in my time. Thought life without you I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say. Sometimes when I feel I'm not worthy to do the will that you have for me, but this flesh that I am in, so dirty and full of sin, then you told me not to let up, to look ahead.
If you need